All right, so get this. We're diving into one of the most popular forums online, and it's known for its colorful language and an anything-goes attitude.
Yeah.
And you know what's popping up in searches a lot more than you'd think? The word baby. Not in the typical way, though.
Ooh.
Things get a lot weirder than that.
I like where this is going.
I knew you would.
So let me guess, this baby isn't about infants, is it? It's more like a reflection of how the users think.
You got it. Like their values.
Interesting.
Their humor, even.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Walk me through how baby is being used in this unique way.
Well, one trend is the whole baby as a role play thing.
Really?
Yeah, and specifically, users are obsessed with this character, Roxy Lalonde, from a webcomic Homestuck.
Homestuck. Okay, I'm not super familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's got a massive following, and it's known for its complex characters and how it portrays power.
Got it.
So think like mind games manipulation and defying expectations.
Okay.
But anyway, on this forum, people are role-playing as a baby version of Roxy, often as a cat girl.
Cat girl. Okay, now that's an image I wasn't expecting.
Right. But why the obsession with babies and cat girls?
Well, there's probably two reasons
You've
for that.
Lay it on me.
First, within Homestuck, Roxy is a powerful character. So the baby version might be a way to explore what power looks like when it's unexpected or even seemingly helpless.
Ah, so like, don't underestimate the baby.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And second, cat girl is a popular theme on the platform. It kind of blends cuteness with something a bit more mature.
Okay.
So it plays into those themes as well.
So this baby trend isn't just about being cute. It's tied to these deeper ideas of power and identity.
Right.
Okay, so that's role playing. But what about when baby is used as an insult? We found tons of examples.
Oh, yeah, that's another big one.
Like man baby or even harsher ones.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that this community really values power and control.
Makes sense.
So by calling someone a baby, they're not just insulting them, they're stripping them of agency, making them seem weak and childish.
Ugh. So in a world where being in control is everything being reduced to a baby is like the ultimate diss.
Precisely. It's a way of saying you're not worth taking seriously.
Yeah.
In the most cutting way possible on this platform.
Gotcha. But this next trend is where things get a little unsettling.
Oh.
The connection between baby and violence.
Oh, yeah. We found that too.
We saw searches combining baby with graphic violence, you know, like baby getting disemboweled.
That's disturbing.
And there's this recurring phrase, kill group, slam dunk a group baby into the trash can.
Okay, wow, that's dark even for this platform. What's going on there?
Well, part of it might be the shock value.
Yeah, okay.
This community loves pushing boundaries, and using a symbol of innocence like a baby in such a violent context definitely does that.
Right, but there's got to be more to it than just trying to be edgy.
There is. Remember how we said this community is obsessed with power? Well, think about it. A baby is the ultimate symbol of powerlessness.
Yeah.
By fantasizing about violence against babies, they're asserting dominance over something that's completely vulnerable.
So it's like a twisted way of feeling powerful by imagining themselves in control of something they can't fight back.
Exactly. It's a disturbing trend, but it reveals a lot about the psychology of this platform.
I agree.
Okay, this whole baby as powerlessness, therefore I'm powerful thing, it's messing with my head a bit.
Yeah.
But before we get too deep into that, remember how we found a bunch of references to baby girls specifically?
Oh, yeah.
That seems relevant too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just about babies in general, but baby girls specifically. And this is where the community's obsession with control intersects with gender dynamics.
Meaning?
Well, on this platform, feminine qualities are often seen as like weaker or less desirable.
Okay.
So by focusing on baby girls, they're kind of targeting what they see is the most vulnerable form of femininity.
So it's like a double whammy. They're asserting power over babies and women at the same time.
Exactly. It's a way of reinforcing those traditional gender roles and power imbalances, even if it's through disturbing and violent imagery.
Ugh, that's just wrong. But hold on. Earlier we talked about baby as like role play, and I remember seeing some stuff about baby Roxy making cat noises.
Oh, right.
That doesn't exactly sound like asserting dominance over women.
You're right. And that's a good example of how this community isn't a monolith.
Okay.
There are different motivations at play, even within the same trend. The baby Roxy role play, with its cat girl element, could be more about exploring identity or fetishizing cuteness, rather than asserting power.
So different strokes for different folks, even in this wild online world.
Exactly. It's important not to oversimplify, but going back to the violence we saw, there's another layer to unpack with that whole slam dunk a baby thing.
You mean besides the whole power dynamic thing?
Right. It also speaks to the way this community uses humor specifically dark humor.
Okay.
By making light of something horrific, they're kind of creating a sense of detachment and control over it.
So they're trying to laugh away the darkness, even if it's pretty messed up.
Precisely. And this type of humor is common in online spaces that deal with, like, sensitive or taboo topics.
Right.
It's a way of coping with difficult emotions and finding a sense of camaraderie with others who share their worldview.
But it's not just random dark humor, right? We talked about that kill group, slam dunk a group baby into the trash can format.
Yeah.
It's so specific and repetitive.
You're right. That specific format highlights another part of this platform's culture, the importance of in-group language in memes.
Mm.
By using that specific phrase, users are signaling that they belong, that they get it.
So it's like a secret handshake, but instead of a handshake, it's a disturbing phrase about baby violence.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
It's a way of creating a sense of belonging and identity within a community that thrives on transgression and pushing boundaries.
Okay, this is all starting to make sense, but I still feel like we're missing something. We keep circling back to this baby is power concept, but we haven't fully explored it.
Yeah.
What about that Witch of Space quote we found? That seemed pretty important.
Right, the quote, "The true power of fully realized Witch of Space is to exert her power as a baby." Now, this is where we can connect a lot of these seemingly disparate threads.
Finally, lay it on me.
Okay, so remember, this quote is from Homestuck, and Homestuck is all about challenging traditional power structures and subverting expectations.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. So how does a baby fit into all of that?
Oh, think about it. Babies are often seen as helpless, dependent, even annoying.
Yeah.
But what if that perceived weakness is actually a strength? What if by appearing non-threatening, a Witch of Space can manipulate and control her environment in ways that traditional power structures can't even imagine?
Whoa, so playing the helpless baby card is actually a power move.
Exactly. It's about using unconventional tactics to achieve your goals.
Wow.
And this ties back to the community's obsession with control. They admire characters like Roxy, who can use any means necessary to get what they want.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture. This isn't just about babies or even just about power. It's about how this community views the world, how they understand their place in it.
Exactly.
And how they use language and imagery to express those ideas.
That's a brilliant observation. And it highlights why this deep dive is so important. By understanding how this community uses baby, we gain insights into their values, anxieties, and even their aspirations.
Okay, so we've uncovered this whole baby code in this community, and it's way more complex than just like surface level slang.
Yeah, definitely more to it.
But I gotta ask, are we reading too much into this?
Hmm.
I mean, maybe some people are just using baby ironically or as like a silly joke.
That's a valid point. And it's important to remember that not every instance of baby carries this deeper meaning.
Okay.
There's definitely room for irony and humor in this community.
Right. Like maybe those slam dunk a baby posts are more about shock value and less about actual aggression.
Possibly. But even if it's ironic, it still speaks to the community's overall fascination with pushing boundaries.
Yeah. They want to see how far they can go.
Right. Even if it makes people uncomfortable.
True. But this whole baby is power concept is still blowing my mind.
Yeah.
It's like by embracing the vulnerability and unexpectedness of a baby, these users are finding a way to challenge the status quo.
Exactly. And that ties into another important aspect of this community, their distrust of traditional power structures.
Okay.
They see babies as these chaotic, unpredictable forces that can disrupt the established order.
So it's like a rebellion, but instead of storming the barricades, they're wielding baby rattles?
Right.
And pacifiers.
In a way, yes. It's a very postmodern form of rebellion, using irony and subversion to challenge the norms.
Fascinating. But what about all the disturbing stuff we saw?
Yeah.
The violence, the misogyny. How does that fit into this idea of baby as power?
Well, I think it's important to distinguish between the intent and the impact.
Okay.
Even if some users are using baby ironically or as a way to explore power dynamics, the imagery and language they use can still be harmful and offensive.
Right. It's not an excuse for bad behavior.
Exactly.
Just because they're playing with these concepts doesn't mean it's not messed up.
Right. And it highlights the potential dangers of online spaces where anonymity and a lack of consequences can lead to extreme and harmful expressions.
So for someone who's new to this platform, what should they be aware of?
I think the biggest takeaway is this. Don't take everything at face value.
Okay.
This community is incredibly complex with layers of irony, humor, and subversion. You need to be aware of the context, the in-group language, and the overall culture to really understand what's going on.
It's like learning a whole new language, but instead of grammar and vocabulary, it's memes.
Yeah.
And disturbing phrases about babies.
Pretty much. But it's a language worth learning if you want to understand how this community thinks, how they communicate, and how they're shaping the online landscape.
And that's what the deep dive is all about, helping you navigate these complex online worlds and understand the forces that shape them.
Exactly. So as you continue exploring this platform, remember what we've learned about the baby code. Pay attention to the nuances, the irony, and the deeper meanings behind this seemingly simple words.
And who knows, maybe you'll even discover a little bit of your own baby power along the way.
I like that.
Power to question, to challenge, and to see the world in a new and unexpected light.
That's a great way to put it. Remember, even in the most chaotic and confusing corners of the internet, there's always something valuable to learn.
Thanks for taking us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and never stop learning.